This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And this, and this is hour number three. I don't know what that's about at home. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I don't know what's going on with my throat all of a sudden. It wasn't that way 2 seconds ago. You know what today is? Well, first of all, let's just kick this off. The 1911, that's a weapon I'm very familiar with. But I don't consider myself to be an expert on it. Then every time I start getting really, really confident with myself about how I handle it, I watch video of the way I'm doing it, and then I lose it all. So, I get a lot of satisfaction out of this section because this is 1911 University, and the professor here is Joe Chambers from Chambers Custom. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I'm on a journey right now, Joe. I'm on a journey, and it's a very interesting journey because while I've been out here thinking, I know that there's ultimates and bestesses and everything else, but apparently, there's a lot of opinions about that too, huh?
Mm-hmm.
especially when it comes to handguns.
You know what they say about opinions?
Yes, I do, and we can't
say it on live radio.
No, we can't. But it's actually factually correct. It's factually correct. So, anyway, was there ever a time in your evolution as a gunsmith to where you did not hold yourself to the standard you hold yourself to now?
No.
And where did that come from? How does that dedication and the idea that nothing shall pass this door until it is exactly the way I intend for it to be, and never getting out there and saying, okay, this is good. You never say this is good enough, do you?
No. Because if I say this is good enough, then I'm stealing your money.
Right. Well,
and I don't want to steal anybody's money.
Sure.
Now, you know, there are certain circumstances that sometimes are beyond your control that you have to go with the flow with. You know, you might be doing like for example, you might be doing a rebuild and you got a welded up slide to frame and it feels really good and you take it to the range and you shoot a couple hundred rounds through it to get it all, you know, ready to finish up, and it loosens up just a little bit. Well, you can't fix that. That's going to happen because that's the nature of metal. And that's the nature of working with things that weren't new to begin with and, you know, having to kind of back up and punt on all these different parts. So, but as far as settling for good enough, nah. And I don't let my guys do it either. You know, I challenge both Eric and Brandon on a regular basis with the comment of, would you own that? Would you sell that to me? And if their answer is no, then I say, well, then you better fix it. Because I don't want that to leave the shop like that. I think that comes, though. I've always been like that. I was that way when I had a landscape company. I was that way when I did trim and tile work. You know, it just carried over in from my daily life into that.
So, but now, you mentioned your two young men that work for you, which I don't know if I've seen any of their guns. Did the Night Fighter you sent me, was that one that you built or somebody else built?
Eric built that.
Okay. So that gun was superb. So when you're getting out there, do you ever, I mean, how many people come to you and say, Joe, I want you to be my Obi-Wan Ben Kenobi or my Yoda. I'll be Obi-Wan Kenobi. Just teach me. How many people come to you wanting to do that?
Everybody wants free advice. I mean, it's true. I just had a guy today ask me on one of the forums, you know, we were talking about extractors and whatnot. And he's like, oh, would you care to explain that in depth and detail? And I'm like, sure, come to 1911university.com class, and I'll be glad to give you more information than you can contain. You know? And that's really the bottom line of where we're at is I only have so many minutes in a day.
Right.
And so, you know, if you want to learn, I'll be glad to teach you. Come to the class. And you can sit there with other students, and you can all take notes together. And then you can take that information home and use it as you please. But, you know, occasionally I get somebody that comes and says, yeah, you know, I want you to teach me. I want to be a gunsmith and all that. And then I say, well, do you have 6 months savings? What do you mean? Can you afford to pay for all of your bills for 6 months? Well, no. Well, when you can afford to pay all your bills for 6 months, come to me. And I'll teach you how to build guns because you're not going to make any money for the first 6 months.
Right.
You're just simply not. It's like going to school. You don't get paid to go to school. Well, I guess you can get like a Pell Grant or whatever nowadays, but you don't, you know, the university doesn't pay you to come take class. You pay them.
Right.
And so that's the sacrifice, you know, that most people, when they hear that, they go, oh, well, never mind.
Well, I guess that speaks to dedication, though, doesn't it? I mean, if you got to be willing to put I'm not a big football fan anymore, but I was watching the whole Colin Kaepernick thing.
Mm.
And Colin Kaepernick wants to be in the NFL again. But Colin Kaepernick, he's not willing to do what the NFL says he needs to at least attempt to do to be back in the NFL again.
And he's
yeah, well, you know, just to get out there and he could have probably done everything, worn the Kunta Kinte T-shirt and done his little pontificating afterwards. If he'd just done it in Atlanta at the facility they'd set it up at, he probably could have done all of that anyway. But he chose to do everything his way. And now I guess you better hope he stays in shape and Nike keeps paying him because I think he's done. But I mean, if you're wanting to do something, you got to be willing to do what it takes to achieve or get in that position to do what you want to do in any endeavor.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So. I mean, and that's the case with both of my guys. You know,
yeah.
Eric was looking for something else to do with his life and the career, and I said, all right, let's do this. You know, and so he sucked it up and did it. Brandon actually worked two jobs. He was a nurse while he was training with me.
Right.
So he worked every weekend night, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, every weekend for 2 years nearly to, you know, be able to support his family and afford to learn how to build guns. And now both guys are in a position where, you know, they don't have to struggle to make ends meet or work second or third jobs. They just build guns.
There you go. Let me get you to hang on right there. We'll be right back. This is 1911 University with Joe Chambers, and this is Lock and Load.
Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Arrow Precision.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, arrowprecisionusa.com. This is 1911 University with Joe Chambers. We were talking about what it takes, what you got to go through, and all this other stuff. Now, when you were coming up, you worked with what I know his last is his last name Marvel.
Yes.
Now that's yes. he was sort of a superstar in his time as a gun builder, huh?
Oh yeah, Bob was at the top of the game. Absolutely, the top of the game, especially in the competition world. The Bullseye Market, IPSC, IDPA, USPSA, very, very right. good builder.
Now, the for a gun builder, though, to be working under a gun builder like that, who I suppose when you went to him and everything, you looked at him as like the ultimate gun builder, you have to have a little bit of dexterity and capability yourself of being able to understand and then put in play what he's trying to show you, don't you?
Correct. Yeah, you have to. You absolutely have to have a little bit of hand-eye coordination. And in my case, I had never ran a mill or a lathe of any type, wood or metal, and so coming into it was a whole new experience for me. Fortunately, we were in the early stages of the YouTube era, as I like to call it.
Right.
And so I could get on my computer and watch YouTube videos of how to machine stuff. Such as it were at the time, and that was helpful. And then I had a few friends, you know, that were involved in machining industries that I could talk to, and that was helpful. Then when I left and went out on my own, I had a couple of buddies of mine who were longtime machinists that would come and visit, and they would show me new techniques and new tricks on my own machines that that I could try and learn and use.
So with how many things do you mess up along the way, and how easy is it to get out there and go, this is just not for me, I just want to work at Amazon? How many people try this and just can't do it?
Oh, I mean, I didn't really mess up a lot of stuff along the way, because Bob's kind of his mantra for the shop was, There are no mistakes, just variations to the original plan.
Okay.
And that holds true a lot of the time, you know, I mean.
In a lot of cases, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, for example, you know, if you're threading a barrel because you're going to put a cone on it, you know, and do a cone barrel on a gun, and you mess up the threads, which, you know, that's happened a time or two. And so you just take that barrel and you put it on the side and you go, okay, well, I'm going to chop that barrel off and use it on a commander gun now. No big deal.
Right.
You know, you got a commander gun to build down the road. There's nothing wrong with the barrel. You'd have to cut it off anyway for a commander. So you just set it aside and go, I'm going to cut that off and use it on a commander barrel later and get a new barrel. You know, so it wasn't a mistake. It was just a variation of the plan. Now, instead of using a brand new barrel that's never been on the lathe, per se, for a commander, you're going to take a brand new barrel that's been on the lathe and chop it off and thread it for a cone when you go to build that gun. It's no big deal. It's still a brand new barrel. So there weren't a lot of mistakes. And when you did make a mistake, you know, quote unquote, I was encouraged to, you know, hey, that's an opportunity to be creative. Figure out how you can use that, you know, whether it's a pattern cut or whether it's, you know, whatever it is. Figure out how you can make that, pile of lemons into lemonade.
Right.
Figure out how much sugar and water you're going to need to make that work, so to speak. And, you know, some of my most creative designs, quite honestly, came out of that kind of mentality, because you know, as you're young and you're working on the mill and you turn the handle the wrong way, a couple ten thousands, and now you're looking at it in the middle of the night like, holy crap, what am I going to do with that? You know, and so you sit there and you think about it, and you think about it, and you draw it, and, you know, sketch out several different ideas, and you come up with something that looks totally awesome, and so you cut it, and then nobody, you know, people look at it, and they go, wow, that's amazing. How'd you come up with that? And you just go, if you only knew.
But you should always play that off, just go, I've been kicking this around for a while.
Oh, yeah.
Just didn't plan on doing it tonight.
Right, yeah. And I tell other craftsmen all the time, look, don't tell people about your mistakes. People don't want to hear about your mistakes. They're not paying for your mistakes. They're paying for your creativity. They're paying for your ability to get the job done. They're paying for, you know, the beautiful product that you're going to present to them at the end. Doesn't matter how you got there, necessarily, as long as you didn't ruin a bunch of stuff in the process. What matters is that you present them with a beautiful product that they're happy to pay for. And, you know, I have other friends in other industries that are craftsmen, and I see them online all the time. They post up about, oh, you know, I ruined this or I ruined that. I'm like, why do you do that? I'm not interested in seeing your failures. I want to see your success.
Sure.
So, but that's just a different mindset, you know, and that's kind of the mindset I came from, where there is no room for failure. There's only room for creativity.
That's the other thing. That degree of creativity to see something and to make a variation on what most people would call a sacrosanct design, that's got to be stepping out there on the wild side for some people that are 1911 aficionados. And, I mean, I love it. But for some of them, I'm sure they look at it and they're sort of like, you just ruined a perfectly good gun. But, I mean, that doesn't keep you from doing it, right?
Yeah. Nah, I mean, because for every person that goes, oh, wow, you ruined that vintage Colt by doing that, there's 10 guys that go, holy crap, that's amazing. That Colt was junk to begin with.
Yeah. When we get back, we're coming up on the next break, and when we get back, I've been doing some comparison things as I'm in waiting right now, because waiting for the Chambers custom that's coming my way whenever it gets here. And as I'm patiently waiting, I've been trying to creatively keep my mind going, and I discovered something, and I want to ask you about it as we go along. Chambers custom, of course, going there to his website, and I'll tell you this right now, Joe does not make the most expensive gun out there. I mean, I can think of two or three people right now that make a much more expensive gun that is nowhere, it is no better than Joe's gun, but it costs a lot more, if that makes you feel better, if you buy it. So, I mean, Chambers Custom is my chosen one. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Here we go!
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The government is not going to shut down before Christmas. Top lawmakers say they've reached a tentative agreement on federal government spending, giving Congress and the White House about a week to work out the particulars before funding runs out on December 20th. As the House Judiciary Committee debates articles of impeachment against President Trump, Republican Congressman Steve Shabbat of Ohio reminds us,
200 years, our nation's history, we had one impeachment, Andrew Johnson, for 200 years. And now in less than 50 years, we're on our third, which is really unfortunate, I believe. I think they're lowering the bar. They're making this too routine. And I think that's very dangerous.
A U.S. trade deal with China has been agreed to in principle. The handshake deal still needs to be approved by President Trump. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Well, this is 1911 University with Joe Chambers. While we were on break, I went to a website and I was looking at some custom 1911s that Joe doesn't build. And the reason yours come in at what they come in at has nothing at all whatsoever to do with you trying to make a pretty gun, does it?
Your guns
are handsome guns, and that's because of the detail you spend with the finish and everything else. But I mean, it's not, you're not out there making a gun out of meteorites.
No, that's silliness. I want a gun that's actually going to function and last.
The one gun that Joe has built that is a Chambers custom gun that I have shot is called the Night Fighter. And the Night Fighter is a unique pistol, no front sight. This one had a Holosun optic on it. It had a flashlight on it. It felt like it weighed more when I wasn't shooting it than it did when I was shooting it. I never figured that part of it out. Like, if I just stick it out there, it felt like it weighed a little more. But then when I started shooting it, it felt light as a feather. And Joe told me what to watch for when I, what to look for when the gun recoils back and when it comes forward and everything. He started talking about the springs and everything else. And I got the gun and it actually behaves exactly as he says, which nobody's ever told me how a gun was going to behave. They'll say, yeah, it's going to shoot flat. He's telling me how many degrees it's going to go down, how many degrees it's going to go up. I'm not trying to say that you don't build good-looking guns, but you don't build a gun out there that I'm going to go spend $8,000 on, then never want to shoot it because I'm afraid that I'm going to hurt it.
No, I mean, and we do build $8,000, $9,000, $10,000 guns. I do. The guys don't. I have them building pro series guns and WMGs, which are a lot more affordable for most people.
Right,
but. Even those guns, like the one I'm working on right now, finally getting ready to blue it. It's called This Old Colt. You'll see pictures of it, more pictures of it here in the coming days. I've been working on it for a while. And even this gun, it's super expensive. It's a rebuild. Very flashy, bling, bling, all the pretties on it. But I know the guy's going to shoot it. I know the guy's, going to carry it occasionally. Because that's why he wanted me to build it.
But when you build a gun like that, that costs that much, this is somebody's called you up and said, Joe, I want you to build this gun. I want it to do this, 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 and this. Money's no object. Go ahead and have at it. Well, if I do it, it's going to cost that much. Go for it. I mean, this is a one-off specified by the client. So I don't really count that. That's how many guns of that type do you build that are the same that where you built two alike? Unless that was specified by the client.
Yeah, very rarely. And, I mean, again, that's just one of those deals where it is specified. Like, I'm about to, when I finish this gun, I'll start on a two-gun project for a friend of mine. And he wants a 9mm and a 45, and he wants them identical. Okay.
Right. Okay. Yeah,
Black Knight pinstripers. They'll be identical. Actually, I'm going to do those two. I've got a couple of Black Knight pinstripers that I'm building for clients. And so I'll have a whole bunch of them, finishing up right before SHOT Show. And that's a pretty rare occurrence for me where you're going to see pictures of multiple guns that I'm building that are all alike. But the flip side of that is when you're building them by hand one at a time, it's extremely difficult. It's way more difficult than people think to build two guns that are indiscernibly, that are exactly the same except for caliber.
Yeah.
When you look at these two guns, you won't be able to tell the difference except for the caliber, and the grips will be a little bit different on each gun. But the bevels are all the same, the polish is the same, the cuts are the same, everything's the same exactly to the measurement except the caliber and the grips. And that's actually extremely difficult, extremely time consuming. But it's fun, because at the end of the day, I look at the project and I go, wow, that's pretty cool. I did that. That's neat. You have a great sense of self-satisfaction that you're able to pull it off. It makes me happy. But yeah, there's a lot of gimmicks out there. There's a lot of, interesting products and materials being used for guns. At the end of the day, I want my guns to be able to function and be used for many, many decades and generations to come. I don't have any illusions that 100 years from now people will be talking about me, because they probably won't. But I want my clients' grandkids to be able to enjoy their guns if they want to.
Right. Well, the thing about your guns, though, and I wonder if this has actually become a thing or if you know about this. How many people have you ever seen somebody get out there and show you a gun that they say is a Chambers Custom without knowing it's you? And you know good and well that that's not a Chambers Custom, but they've carved that into something as they're trying to, because you make such unique individualized pistols that's a possibility that they're, would be, except for the WMGs and the fat pistols, that's still just the basis for what you build. I mean, you're still putting your personal individualized stamp on each one of those. Has that happened to you yet?
No, I've had a couple of guys copy some of my designs, and we usually nip that in the bud right quick. But, you know, I mean, it'd be like somebody building their own car and then putting the Mercedes-Benz logo on the front of it. They're going to fly for that. You know, as soon as they get wind of that, they're going to be like, yeah, no. It's just not allowed, and it's uncouth, to be honest with you. But, no, I don't get that. And, you know, that therein lies part of the reason why we don't sell my frames to the public. You know,
right.
the frames that are marked Chambers Custom are Chambers Custom. And even like the frames that we use in the 1911 university classes where you build your own gun, they have a specific serial number that starts with 1911U and then your number, so that I know that if you put that gun up for sale, you know, and I see it and you're representing it as a Joe Chambers gun, I can pop in there and go, yeah, no, this gun was built by AYZ student, and it's a very good gun, and we did do the finish work on it, but we didn't build that gun.
There you go.
But I think in that case, you know, the 1911 university stuff, people aren't building those guns to sell them. They're building those guns to keep them.
Yeah.
So
let me get you to hang on right there where we'll finish up the university, today's class at the university, in the next segment, where we're going to talk about some other things that have popped up here lately as I've been on my little voyage of self-discovery. Now, Joe is, Joe does something where he actually offers classes, and we're going to be talking about that in depth as from this point forward going along, so you can find out how to find his class. I think that's sort of exciting. All of these master gun makers that offer this kind of class, that's something you should take advantage of if you get an opportunity to do so. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would have known, because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I care, to thank my pops for all the thoughts and all the wisdom he shared.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. This is 1911 University, and the professor of this is Joe Chambers. And next week, Joe, I want to talk about when you actually are doing a 1911 University class.
Sure.
And how people can get involved in that. But for right now, I want to talk about what I discovered. And Joe just reminded me that he just built a just outrageously nice gun for himself. And we're going to talk a little bit about. I think it's outrageously nice. I like it. I like the way it looks. You got that nice scallywag tactical blade right beside it. I mean, it complements the gun. Is that a commander size or is that a, what is that?
Yeah. So what I did was I did kind of a little test with my boy Brandon. I told him, I said, look, I want you to build this gun. Here's the specs. It's a Commander 38 Super. Blah blah blah. It's for a really special client. This is how I want it done, you know, and hopefully he'll like it. I says, there ain't no room for error on this. I just need it done right the first time. So he was like, all right, man. All right. So, you know, he takes things pretty serious. So he built the gun and, brought it to me to be finished when he came down in November. And, I was pretty impressed with it. So we finished it all up. It's got stainless small parts, which I really love, polished stainless small parts on a black gun. And 38 Super.
What is the finish on the front strap? What is that?
It's just stippled. Just a stippling that we do normal.
Okay, that's a light. Okay, that's a light hitting it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, just a light bouncing off of it.
And what are the grip panels made out of?
Those are our Luma grips, our Chambers Custom Luma grips that Chris Lynch makes for us. with anodized aluminum.
I just want to ask you this, just to find out. With my gun that you're building, will I have that night that cool CC logo on my grips?
No. Because your gun's a wide body. Sorry.
Okay.
If I could make that happen, I would, but unfortunately with plastic, we can't do that.
Well, I have I have that CC logo on the slide.
Mm-hmm.
No?
No, but it will say Chambers Custom on the frame.
Just gonna have to go get a tattoo, I guess. Put it on the side of my head like I'm wearing a football helmet.
Oh no. No, but yeah, you know, so he built the gun. He didn't know who it was for. He was like, "When do I get paid?" And I says, "When the client is happy." And he's like, "All right, cool." So I got it all finished, you know, and I put it together, and then I posted pictures. I didn't even tell him, right? I just posted pictures of it on Instagram and Facebook, and you know, told everybody it was mine. And he called me up, and he's like, "Hey, who's that? Who's the client that's getting that gun? Did he decide he didn't want it?" And I says, "No, he loves it, and I'll be sending you a check for it this week." And he's like, "Oh, he did? Well, oh, wait a second. You're the client." I was like, "Yeah, you goomba. Of course I'm the client." So, yeah, that's my new carry gun. And I let Steve Fisher shoot it. He was here earlier in the week.
Right.
And I let him shoot it, and he was pretty stunned. He was like, "Man, that 38 Super shoots a softer than a 9mm. And I'm like, "Yep, sure does. That's why I like the 38 Super. It's God's caliber."
Where do you find ammunition for that?
Oh, well, we reload it, but you can buy ammo for 38 Super, 38 Super Comp online, anywhere. You know, any of the big retailers carry some small assortment of 38 Super, but most guys that get into that caliber just buy it online.
Now, do they make a self-defense round for 38 Super?
Boy, do they.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Hornady makes a critical defense. Wilson makes one. Double Tap makes one. Corbon, who's now back in business, makes one.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, matter of fact, Fisher and I were talking. I think Corbon, or Double Tap, Mike McNett, who's a really cool guy, he makes a 115 hollow point. I think Steve said it's like 1490 feet per second.
Wow, that's hot.
That's a screamer. So, yeah, I mean, ammo is used to for 38 Super, ammo was a concern. There wasn't a lot of selection. But nowadays, you know, a lot of the ammo makers realize that, you know, it's a viable option. And there's even some mainstream gun makers, like Dan Wesson makes a 38 Super 1911.
Right.
And they sell quite a few of them. So, but yeah, I love the caliber. You get all the punch of, you know, like a 357 SIG with a recoil of a 9mm.
Well, that's interesting. I've been doing this. I did a comparison the other day between the Glock 45, which is the little, it's the full size grip with the Glock 19 size slide.
Mm-hmm.
To the Staccato P, because the Staccato P is basically the same form factor with the commander link slide and the full size grip.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew it was this was. I'm not even sure that both are fruit. You know, I mean, they're two different kinds of guns. And one, I did it because, you know, heretofore Glock has been the go-to for law enforcement, and here recently with STI, they've been making some inroads into law enforcement.
Right.
And I see the 1911 resurging now with people like you and them and Nighthawk and all these other people that are making guns that people can afford that are really, really nice guns. And at the same time, it seems like some of these other more mainline manufacturers are stepping up and stepping up their game a little bit. And I knew this, but there's some people that just can't get past price, can they, when it comes to a gun? If they're like, "Well, that's $600, that'll be what I take."
Yep.
Absolutely. No, I'm not going to pay that for it. That, there's no gun worth that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I see it all the time. You know, there was a guy online today who was talking about I'd never paid $4,000 for a gun that I would carry that the police could take if I have to use it in a self-defense situation.
Right.
And my, you know, my consummate reply to that is, oh, your life's not worth $4,000 then?
Well, that's the thing, isn't it? That's the thing.
I don't know about you, but my life's worth way more than $4,000.
But with any other purchase, people get out there, they're like, how much is this house? Well, I can just barely afford that, so I'm going to get that. How much is this car? I can just barely afford that, so I'm going to get that.
Yeah, I mean, just look at pickup trucks, for example. I bought a used pickup truck back in the spring, a diesel, and I looked at the new Ford F-350s before I bought my used one.
Right.
And they're $90,000.
Yeah.
$90,000. I'm like, I don't drive that much.
Yeah.
Well, I know guys around here that buy one every 2 years. You know, the farmers, they trade it in and buy a brand new one every 2 years. They don't think nothing of it.
Do you think some of these law enforcement units that are in certain high crime areas, or they have a really, really hairy mission, are they beginning to look at guns now and say, I'm not going to settle. I want the best one I can get a hold of?
Oh, I think so, absolutely. And I think we can thank the AR market in large part for that, because you have companies out there like Knights, Sons of Liberty, et cetera, that produce a extremely high quality weapon system in the AR platform.
Right.
And law enforcement has picked up on that, and now they're starting to go, especially in the more elite units like the U.S. Marshal Service, LAPD, SWAT, and they're starting to go, if we're carrying a $3,000 rifle, why don't we carry a pistol that's comparable?
Comparable.
Our life depends on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and our life depends on it. And so I think you're starting to see that mindset shift, which is kind of fun to watch, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
It's pretty exciting.
We're running out of time. But next week we're going to be talking about 1911 University, the actual 1911 University, not what we try to do here, but actually what it goes on. Thank you for joining me this evening, sir.
Thank you, sir. Have a great weekend.
I hope to. Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this. It's never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.